Hello. In this podcast, we will be discussing subjects that may not be suitable for all ages.
Including, but not limited to, language, discussion of violence, sexual violence, and nudity.
Wait, this is a podcast. They can't even see the nudity if it's even in the movie.
Oh, okay, that's a good point. So Nick's the last thing. The other things are still...
still there.
Still relevant.
Violence.
So, basically, no kids and grandma. Don't listen.
Don't listen. But anyway, enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Living By Scariously,
the podcast where we talk about real-to-real horror.
I am too many pussies on screen, Logan, and I like to watch and talk about horror movies.
And I'm... McCall.
Breathing heavy.
Heavy breathing. And I like true crime and murder, but we're not talking about that. We're not talking about it.
Wow.
I had a...
stutter.
I smell burnt toast.
All right, McCall, what did we do this afternoon?
We saw Midsommar.
We did. We saw Midsommar.
And I didn't like it.
I'll say the same thing that I said to you before. If you, at the second we left the theater, if you said, Logan...
did you like that?
Did you like it?
How was the experience?
I would say no.
No.
I was like, it was 3 hours long.
Also, quick note, spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers are going to happen.
So go watch the movie.
Yeah, we're going to talk about our thoughts, our feelings. Yeah. We might do like just a quick, like the quickest run through. I know that's a classic thing that we like to say.
I'm just going to start right out and say
exactly,
it.
But it's like.
Let's just start right off.
So Ari Aster is the one who made it.
What else did he do?
He also did Hereditary.
What?
I really liked Hereditary. I like Hereditary more than I like this one.
I like Hereditary more. But that doesn't mean I liked Hereditary either.
You definitely could see a lot of his choices.
His weird shit.
Like, he definitely loves a scenic view.
He does.
He loves, like, he loves a shot, of, like, a lingering shots
too long
of
it's,
scenery
it's too many shots of scenery
also from like weird angles.
Let's do this one but upside down.
Yeah, there was one where they were driving the car and the car flipped upside down and I was actually getting a little ill. I was actually getting a little sick.
Yeah, I could watching I had it. To look had away to, from this
I did I had to kind of be like, okay, hold on.
Also, it did not need to be 3 hours.
Oh my
it could
God.
Have been so much shorter
just by cutting out some of those scenic shots.
There's just a lot
I mean
of,
Sweden's beautiful
or long pauses.
There was a lot of long
or when
pauses.
They're tripping and things kind of repeat or like happen for too long. It's like I get it, they're tripping.
Yeah,
but I don't want to be too negative actually.
I don't
because
either,
it was really well done.
It was very well done, like, and the acting was really good too,
and I think you should see it.
And it's a like
if you're into getting really icked
it's,
out
it's a good movie. But just like when you go in, first of all, I didn't know how long the movie was.
I thought it was going to be short for some reason.
I didn't think it was going to be short, but I thought it was going to be like a manageable like 2 hour movie. I guess we can't say like the movie started at 11:10.
But
because
it felt...
it's like, well, we got there and then the previews were happening and
they were long.
There was a lot of previews and they basically gave away the whole movies.
Yeah.
They showed a preview for that one, that Ready or Not. I thought that looked kind of cool.
That was kind of cute.
I thought that was kind of a funny... It looked like a funny horror-y kind
like
of movie,
that.
You know, where it's like there'd probably be some humor in there.
Yeah.
But we were there from... like, we got in the theater at like 11:10-ish. We left at like 2 o'clock on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was long.
And we were there with Benson, or Brendan, sorry... my phone autocorrects his name to Benson.
We've explained this before.
We have? Okay.
Yes.
Well, sometimes I'll just call him that and people are like, why do you... You know his name's not Benson, right? But, and then we saw with our cousin Cammy, who we were going to have guest star on this podcast.
Yeah.
But she had to hang out with the family and she has children, so yeah.
She had to take care of her kiddly widdlies.
That makes sense.
It was just, so like...
so do you want to start
prepare,
with a quick...
well, no, I'm just saying like, so if you are going to see this, which we do recommend, it was good, it was a good movie.
I recommend it.
Prepare yourself for a 3 hour long experience, and it's 3 hours of
weird.
Uncomfy.
Weird shit.
Discomfort for three, like it was an experience. So let's just give like a quick synopsis. So like, you had the main character, Danny, her sister... kills herself and her parents.
So that's a rough start.
That's literally how the movie begins.
And I was like, oh.
I know, I was like, I was bummed immediately.
I wasn't scared. I was like, I kind of want to go.
I know, I was like, oh.
No, I'm just sad.
And then, so then she gets roped into this trip to Sweden with her boyfriend and then a couple of his
with
friends.
With her douchey boyfriend and the friends that don't like her. So I'm like, why would you want to go?
And then the one Swedish guy who does kind of like
who
her.
Who does? He wanted her to come. But like,
yeah.
Her boyfriend, doesn't want to be with her, but her whole family just died. So he like...
feels guilted.
So he's just not going to leave her for a bit. And I'm like, ooh, so let's go to Sweden.
Together.
Let's go on a trip.
Yeah, but it's so... speaking of trips, they get high a lot in this movie. And I think one thing the movie does well is it gives you... without giving you drugs, it gives you a good idea of what it's like to kind
of
be...
you want to get kids off drugs?
Well, especially on, like, bad trips. Like, yeah, some there were some scenes in that, like, I was like, I need this to stop. I was like...
there were some times where I'm like, drugs sound kind of fun. But...
some moments.
Apparently, I had a different reaction than everybody else.
Oh, yeah, I was like, I was watching it, and I was like, no. Like
I liked it.
I guess I was like, I was like one of those people, I couldn't do like those psychedelic ones. Mm-mm. Like I couldn't do like the hallucinogens.
If it goes bad, like, you're in for a really bad forever.
Yeah, like shrooms and stuff. Like I don't, it's like, I don't think I could do that.
Hours and hours.
A weed, that's not a big deal
a
for
weed?
Me. That's not
you
a
pick
big...
up a dandelion and you just snort
yeah,
it?
Exactly. No, it's like, it's out, like, that's not a big deal because it's like, you just feel relaxed and peaceful and lovely. It's like, I don't,
lovely.
But it's like, I don't want to watch the sky melt.
And you're eating
melt.
Three bags of chips exactly. And you're like, this is good.
I was like, I don't want to watch the sky melt and I don't want that.
I don't want that.
Trees to like rotate on spot.
Oh, quick note. So the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Christian.
Well, his name's Christian, but like three different people say his name three different
Christian?
Ways in the movie. Like they say like Christian. They say Christian.
Christian?
Like, Danny says Christian, and I'm like, I'm sorry, what now?
I'm sorry, Christian.
And, like, his friends say Christian, and, like, I'm just like, what's going on?
And the people with the Swedish accent say it with Swedish accents, so that makes sense. But, so Christian.
So what
and
about
then, no, I'm going through the people.
Oh, okay.
And then there's his friend Josh, who's writing a thesis on Sweden. They're all anthropologists except for Danny.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
he's doing
a thesis specifically on Midsummer.
Yes. This festival that this... group is having.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then there's, you know, the friend who's Swedish who actually lives in this area who's
Pele.
Bringing them all. Pele. Pele.
Pele.
Sounding real good.
Or Pel. I couldn't remember how
Pele?
It was pronounced.
I don't know.
Do you remember, Brendan? I think it was like Pale, Pel, or...
Yeah,
Pel?
I hope they had that second syllable on there. Yeah.
Pel.
I would say Pel, I feel like sounds a little more like... Scandinavian.
Josh is the one that knows what's going on, and then their friend Mark, who I
hated.
No,
hated him.
I
leaned over to Cammy. I said, I know who I want to fucking die first.
I registered with him on like a soul level. Our souls linked. I was like, Mark.
Why?
Okay, all right. So they're in Sweden now. They're in this fucking car. They get out of the car.
Oh, really quick. And then their Swedish friend is bringing them to a compound that he lived on. That was like. Culty kind of.
It's kind
of.
Like, it's pretty much like cult.
Basically, think Wicker Man.
It's Wicker Man.
It is Wicker Man. It's Wicker basically, Man. And the good one, the one with Christopher Lee.
Yeah.
The one, the bees.
Not the bees. No.
But okay, so they get out of the car, and it is my nightmare, which is just long grass, and people are just hanging out in the long grass, and everyone's like, "Okay, cool." So they all just start traipsing through long grass. Do you know what's in long grass?
Ticks.
Ticks. They stick their little bodies out, feet out. So then when you walk by the grass, they latch onto your leg. I was immediately icked out, and Mark was walking through it, and he's like, you guys, you see all the bugs? And I was like, Mark, you get me.
He was a douche.
Was he a dick? He peed on a sacred tree. Yes, we all do that.
He was also just kind of a dick to Danny, even though, like, she'd been going through like a lot.
It sounded like she'd been kind of difficult before that though, and he didn't like her initially. I am of the mindset that you can't just change your opinion of someone because something really bad happened. That's really fake.
You could at least be like,
you could be nice,
civil.
You could be nice.
I mean, he wasn't ever like,
was he ever outright mean?
He was never actively rude.
Yeah.
Like when I say, like, he wasn't like saying mean things to her. But he just, like, gave her kind of, like, I guess in that way, maybe that was his way of being, like,
nicer. Is just not saying
just not,
mean
like,
shit.
Not, really engaging with her too much.
All I know is he was scared of bugs, and I get it. I like him. They had a whole conversation about ticks, and I was like, wow.
But he was, like, the comic relief.
And
heavy quotes.
Heavy quotes.
Wasn't particularly funny.
He died real quick, it felt.
No,
2 hours in.
Yeah, two hours.
It was long.
It took 2 hours for people to start dropping, or at least an hour and a half.
So they get to the camp and everyone's like, hello, we all live in harmony. here are our goats. That was an accent. I don't know what accent it was. It wasn't Swedish.
And I don't think there was anything to do with
They had goats. They had goats, bitch. There were goats and cows just out. They had a bear in a cage.
Mm-hmm. But,
which no one was like, "That what's up with the bear?"
Someone did.
Oh, bear. What's up with that human-sized bird cage?
But yeah, so, I don't know. It just kept going.
They just, were hanging out.
It's one of those movies. It's like The Exorcist where not a lot happens. There are scary moments. But overall, it's more about building the
tension.
Like, tension and the scenery and the story behind it.
I feel like they built the tension so much that there was never any ending of it. It was just I'm really built up and now I get to leave the theater, I guess. So
It gave me blue balls.
It gave me blue balls. What?
Blue balls.
Blue balls. Blue balls!
Put them in the boo box.
So, okay.
What happens next?
So, okay. They're hanging out at the compound. They're doing whatever. And they're we're going to have the ceremony starts tomorrow. And
the celebration of Midsummer that happens over 9 days, right? Again, professional.
It's grandma. Hello. Okay, sorry. So the ceremony starts. Josh, who knows what Midsummer is like, oh, I know what's going to happen next. But nobody tells the rest of the group.
Well, at the same time, I don't know if Josh knew to the extent of what was going to happen.
But he did know something. And why didn't they explain? Anyway, so basically, they watch two people commit suicide by jumping off of a cliff. And one dude just really half-asses it.
Yeah, the first lady gets up there. She rocks up to the edge. And she's looking first of all, she walked out when we first saw her. And I was like, Rizzo?
Rizzo? From Greece?
From Greece.
Is that a pink lady?
Oh my God, give me a second. What is her name? I know it.
I don't know it.
I know it. Give me a second.
Also, one of the aunts from...
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. What's Practical Magic?
Susan Williams Antonia Stockard.
Stockard Channing.
Stockard Channing?
Stockard Channing is her name.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sweet. Well, that's what she looked like. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so the first lady goes horizontal with it and hits the ground real
Stockard
good.
Stockard Channing hits a rock.
And her head pops a little balloon.
Yep, you literally... You see... They show you real good. They get real.
It's too much. They're
it's a lot.
They really zoom in on that shit.
You see smooshed eyeballs.
And you see a little bit of skull coming out. It was very artful, but.
It's very. Yeah.
And then the second guy just walks off like he's Wile E. Coyote.
He's gonna do he does a pencil dive where he just kind of stays still.
Hits feet first. And I'm like, well, yeah, dumbass. You're not gonna die from that. You are gonna break your legs real good. Which
sure
he did.
Sure enough, he did. They were his feet were pointing up at him.
So, yeah, he was just kind of writhing on the ground. They smash his head or whatever.
They take a bale hammer and smoosh him. And, the American people, and then there's also two London people that were brought there as well. And everyone starts freaking out, except it's funny because it's okay, so Christian doesn't really freak out at all.
I want someone to explain... What's the deal with the friends and Christian? Because I feel there's something I'm missing.
I just feel the relationship between all of them was weird.
It was weird.
It was odd. I mean, it was very obvious that Pell brought them all there
to get them in the cult or, whatever.
To be sacrificed.
To be sacrificed. But okay. Christian doesn't really freak out. Josh kind of knew ahead of time.
I don't know. I felt Josh and Christian's reactions were very staged. They were very they were acting.
Yeah.
They were...
Danny was obviously upset.
Well, both of them are also thinking about writing their theses.
Theses.
On this. So.
And the two London people had the appropriate reaction, I'm leaving.
Which I'm leaving right now.
And that didn't work out for them because they died.
Yeah.
But.
Well, they had to be less vocal about the fact that they were going to leave.
I mean. You
and
just,
tell everyone about it.
If you're
it.
In a group of people who are totally cool with the ritual suicide, you gotta play your cards right, escape at night, real quiet like.
And that's the hard part because in Sweden their nights are short.
Their nights are short. I don't know. All I'm saying is they didn't do it right.
Nah, they were too vocal about it, man.
They're telling him not to jump, and I'm like he's not gonna jump. He's gonna go feet first.
Yeah. Josh had been planning on writing his thesis on Midsommar for a long time.
Still into it.
Christian comes out of no fucking where and is like, hi, yes, I'm also going to be doing that now.
You know how we just saw two people die?
Would you like to collaborate on this? And I'm like, that's such bullshit.
That is bullshit.
Because it's like Josh has been doing all this research for all this time, and now you're just going to try and piggyback in on it? Like, yes. Because you can't do your work?
Also, why would you want to piggyback after watching people die? That reaction's very weird to me.
That is, yeah.
I'd be like, I'm unsafe. This is unsafe. I want to go.
Also, like, Mark, what is he doing?
Is Mark?
Why is he there?
He took a nap, so he missed the suicide.
Well, I mean, we all know that he was there to be killed.
He was trying to bang some Swedish ladies.
Yeah.
And then he got skinned. So, you know, Mark, I really appreciated you and the little amount you were in the movie.
This movie just keeps ramping up the tension and everything. I basically gets to the one point where everyone has been killed.
Except for
Danny and Christian. And Christian, so Danny actually has a positive experience where she has a trip, and then she dances around a lot. And then
yeah, drug him a lot.
She gets crowned the May Queen.
Because she danced longer than anyone.
Yep.
Which, quick fun fact. So, a long time ago, they would have these parties where people would dance in celebration.
Dancing mania.
They would literally dance until they're dead.
Yeah, dancing mania.
And that was that's basically how the tradition started, I guess, is people died and then they're like, fuck it, we're going to dance harder then. And
historians to this day have no idea why it happened.
I do not know.
But...
Maybe drugs.
Maybe drugs.
But,
And then Christian takes drugs.
Yeah. So she has her happy little moment of being the May Queen. She goes off to I don't know, bless some crops or something.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Christian gets roped into this weird sex thing.
Okay,
let's start from the beginning of the sex thing.
Do we want to?
Well, because first of all, towards the beginning of the movie, we see this tapestry thing that details out how women court men in this society where basically it... involves
feed him a hair pie.
Yep, you snip your pubes. Specifically, specifically your pubes.
Yeah.
And then you have period juices in their drinky. It was horrible because they had this whole dinner scene where he takes a bite into his pie and
and of course it was a pie.
It was pube. He just pulls a pube out of his mouth. And then when you look at the table, everyone had a lemonade looking drink, but his was just a little redder than everyone else's.
Yeah.
And he took a sip and I was in the audience just
took a big slurp.
I was gagging. I hated it.
Also, all right. So he takes a bite of the hair pie. He pulls out the pube.
A ginger fucking pube.
And I would just be like, oh, that's hair. His friend is like, that's obviously a pube. And I'm like,
how would you know it's a pube? Arm hair has the same consistency.
Yeah, or it could be a really rugged man's chest hair just fell right down into your pie.
The women made all the pies.
The women did make all the pies. All I'm saying is they jumped to pubes. It was correct, but I thought it was a long leap.
It was a leap. So anyway, because of this, because he ate that thing, gets approved to mate with this chick.
With this woman who looks 12.
She looks like she's 12. She's supposed to be 18, apparently.
So it's kosher, I guess.
And he goes into this church area where she is laying on a bed of flowers surrounded by nine completely naked women.
Who are?
When I say completely naked, it's they all greet him beaver first.
60 and up.
Yeah, it's...
There were no...
It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I saw
a lot of
more
bush.
Pussies than I wanted to see in a long time.
A lot of weird bodies undulating, a lot of weird singing.
Oh, and then at least I've been complaining about it for a while now. I did finally get my...
Oh, our mom is here. One second, we gotta pause it.
The sex scene, our mom just walked in. Keep
that. Yeah, we did.
I got that on. I started it. So our mom's listening.
I finally got to see penis.
I saw too much penis.
It was just a one.
No. I saw
10 vaginas.
I don't care. You saw his penis, and when Josh also dies, spoiler alert, when Josh gets killed and that guy's wearing his friend's face, that dude is also just I almost said puss out. He's got his peen just chilling. I was like, what's that weird wreath
you're right,
his on penis his crotch? And I realized chilling. That was bush hair. And I'm like, oh, there's a penis. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a penis.
But so it was that sex scene was so weird.
It was a because lot.
It was like this. At one point, this like the girl he's having sex with reaches out her hand. Another woman from the circle of chanting grabs her hand, like comes down and starts singing at them while he's like in her.
She killed that boner.
I was like, how is he still erect? Went
limp in there. You gotta. I mean.
And then another woman comes behind him and starts pushing his ass to like.
I love that old woman.
I thought
she was just helping him out.
At this point in the movie, it would not have surprised me. I thought she was gonna peg him.
I wanted her to peg him.
I thought she was gonna be like, "This is our Swedish pig.
we take the pole.
we put it the once, the twice, the three times."
But no, she was just gripping his cheeks,
and then finally they go, "And I am finished."
So that was what I wanted to happen, but she just pushed him in further.
All the women are moaning in unison, like,
I didn't like that. I hated it so much.
And the Danny can, like, hear it, and she's like, what's going on there? One of the girls is like, no, don't.
You don't want to see that.
But she doesn't stop her from going over and seeing the fact that her boyfriend's having sex with this woman.
And, like, many other older women.
Well, there wasn't any who were watching. But
they were there.
And then, and she goes back to their room, and then the girls follow her, and then they all have, like, a group cry therapy session where they all scream together.
It's a lot of, like, sharing emotions. Like, you don't deal with the emotions yourself. You are sharing them among a group.
Yeah, you get that vibe with them that they're all very, that they all, like, are interconnected.
But I was physically sick during this part.
I was not having a fun time.
I did not. Part.
Well, because it went on for a long time, too.
A lot of crying and a lot of moaning.
It'd be one thing if, well, first of all, this movie was 80% of that girl crying.
It was a lot of that girl crying.
Like, she cried a lot during this movie.
Yeah, what a baby. Parents like die, whatever.
Parents die, her sister committed suicide and
she's in
them.
A cult. Well, I mean,
she's getting indoctrinated into a cult. Her friends are getting murdered and skinned alive.
They aren't her friends.
No. And they're not skinned alive. They're probably dead.
He was probably dead. Hopefully. We don't know. But anyway, so she is now having her fun group cry session with the gals. Christian gets out of the fuck circle after he finishes.
And he says, I am finished.
I am finished. And he like...
The
wounds,
the twice.
He like... He comes in her, and then he's just
and then she rocks back and forth, and she's like, I can feel the baby! And I'm just like...
She's just swishing the juices in there.
Oh my god, I'm no, sorry. I hate that. But anyway, that's exactly what she does.
He, like, comes out of it immediately like, whoa, that was really weird what I just did, and runs out of there like, oh, I didn't have a clear head until after I jizzed everywhere.
Well, and also he's high at this time, so he's, like, running around trying to find... He ends up running into a shed where he sees one of the English dudes...
From the beginning.
In what's called apparently a blood eagle.
And it was fucking cool.
Where it's like they opened his back, they broke his ribs and took the ribs out and then took his lungs and like hung them out.
Like wings. And so we don't know.
We don't know if it was the drugs, because the drugs throughout the movie kind of make everything look like it's breathing.
Breathe, like, alive.
It was very uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable.
So he runs in there. I was really confused. Brendan told us later that they were his lungs. But he looks like he's got these weird things on his back that are moving.
Well, I know they were his lungs. I couldn't decide whether or not he was actually breathing because he was alive. I don't think anyone... Who has their ribs removed.
In real life, he wouldn't survive that. The movie may claim he was alive.
That's fair.
That's true.
I thought, if we're going to get into my stupid idea, I thought they skinned some chickens and they like sewed them into his back and were like, yeah.
And the chickens were breathing.
Well, that was not correct.
That's wrong because we didn't see a single chicken that whole
time. There were chickens in that.
Were there chickens?
Yeah, there were chickens in there.
Oh, that's right, because they were pecking at him.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they took out his eyes and they put some lovely little sunflowers in there.
That's true.
That was very nice.
That was a nice touch. It was like, what's that movie? The, oh God, with,
flowers in their eyes.
No.
Dead people.
No. Oh my God. Who is it? Is it Jodie Foster that's in it? Where they find the girl who's like been in an attic or something like that and she can't speak and then she's like, She finds like the body of her dead sister and she puts flowers in her eyes. Like, I can't remember the name of this.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Maybe it's not Jodie Foster. I can't remember.
I do love Jodie Foster. But anyway, so he finds that body and then he gets drugged again.
Yeah.
Because he's a dumbass. He's paralyzed. He's stupid fuck. You run away. You don't go into a shed and inspect a dead body. But anyway, so then you go to the ending ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
They have crowned Dani Flower Queen. And she gets to, whatever. She's literally in like a big mat.
She looks like a Jabba the Hutt of flowers.
I love it.
I was into it.
I liked her walking around in the flowers.
I know. It's like, she was just like.
Just a big old.
It did look. She looked like a slug made of flowers.
She did look like a slug.
I loved it.
I liked it.
And she's like, and then it's like they give her a choice because they're like, okay, so you brought in like a bunch of outsiders. They were sacrificed. That's great.
Obviously.
We also sacrificed two of our old people. You guys sacrificed like four of the outsiders.
Four of your good friends.
And then the last person, like there's a ninth person that needs to be sacrificed. And it's either going to be one of our people or one of the, oh, and then they also two people.
They had two people in the compound volunteer to be sacrificed.
So like we have eight people now. We need a ninth person. So it's either going to be one of your friends or it's going to be, or your boyfriend, really.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be one of our people. And she chooses to have Christian sacrificed. And I'm like, wow.
That is cold.
That's cold. But then again,
she's
Christian
as cold
was
all, as ice.
She's a cold-hearted snake. But then again, at the same time, like, Christian was also a piece of shit.
He was kind of like a piece of shit the whole time. Not because it was very important, but I'll bring it up anyway. In the beginning, they get there, and they come to the compound on her birthday. He just doesn't do anything for her birthday. And then one of the friends tells him, like, hey, it's her birthday. And he does this, like, half-assed.
It's Pele.
Yeah, Pele.
Pel. Fuck.
Pele. He's like, hey, did you know it's her birthday? So he does this half-assed, like, happy birthday. And it's just
Here's
sad.
Here's a piece of cake.
Here's a piece of cake.
It's dry because it was in my pants.
I brought it all the way from America.
Yep.
My ass pie. But
so she chooses him. He's basically sewn into a big bear skin.
Big old carcass.
And then they're all led to this, like, sacred temple where they put, like, scarecrows with, like, the skinned skin of, like, the two English characters, the two English people.
No, it's just their bodies. The only one that was skinned was the fool,
No,
Mark.
They were all skinned.
Brendan?
I don't remember. It looked like they might have been, but I thought...
I'll say, it looked to me like they were all made into scarecrows.
I don't think they were. I thought the woman's body, at least, I think her name was Charlie. She was one of the English people. She looked like a dead person. She looked like she'd been rotting for a couple days, and they prop her up, and then they bring out Mark, who was skinned. In the beginning, they're hanging out in the compound, and there's these kids playing a game, and someone says,
Skin the Fool.
Yeah, and it's the game is Skin the Fool, and he was dressed up in a little fool's outfit. So I assumed that that's why he was skinned.
I want to make sure.
And also, the guy that was naked earlier wore his face.
Did you say the guy that was naked earlier?
He was naked. I'm bringing that back. But yeah.
It was Connie, by the way.
Connie.
Wait, no. Yeah, Connie.
Connie, you bitch. Got your name wrong.
Charlie.
Whatever. That's a name sometimes. They all get burned inside the
Yeah, it doesn't say.
The fort.
It doesn't say exactly, but
basically, they just burn inside the treehouse from Hereditary. That's
It's true. That is kind of what it looks like, yeah. It burns the like,
It's a similar
like, well,
place
like we said,
that people like, aren't supposed to go in.
Also, the movie was very loud. Like, the music was very loud.
And the music was maybe too much.
It was like, whoa. It was a lot of, like, Swedish singing.
A woman screaming in your ear.
It wasn't the nun, though.
The nun. But yeah, so, and that's it.
That's
the end.
And then she starts to cry about it for just a second. Then she starts to smile. And you get the idea that, yeah, she's staying here. This is it now.
This is where she lives. This mm-hmm. is her life. So she gets indoctrinated basically into a cult.
Yeah.
Which isn't usually what happens with cults.
Like, we were hoping for kind of like a Final Girl situation where she'd be trying to
She'd get the
escape,
fuck out of there.
But then at the same time, it's like this movie was trying to not. It was trying to explore different things. Like, I feel like the way that we were thinking it was going to go, or like, that would be very typical. Whereas, like, this movie took it in a different route. And so I can appreciate that.
I just felt like there were a lot of things that were brought up that just did not get really addressed or addressed enough that made sense on why they were there in the first place.
Such as?
Like, I'd say, like, what?
They had that little boy who was deformed, and he was disabled, and he was writing their Bible.
Basically, and he was never brought up again. But he didn't really
come up. Again, they just said he was writing the Bible. That was kind of like, okay. And that was, he was like a big promotion, like trailer thing. I saw that picture of that boy a lot, but he wasn't a very big part.
I also loved how he was like sitting on a cloud at the end of it.
I liked that cloud.
I was like, what was it?
I don't know what it was, but he looked comfy.
If I was to make a guess, it was like maybe like sheep's wool or something like that. Like
maybe.
But I was just, it was just, it looked like a cloud and I thought it was funny.
Also, so Christian gets burned alive in the bear suit, and he's sitting there on in this place that's on fire, and all I can think of is, this is fine.
This is fine.
This is fine. So, yeah, that's the movie. Which, okay, all right. I'm not going to say I know everything about cults, but I know a little bit. And this is not really, this isn't what cults do.
Like, what do cults do?
So, if you have a cult, most cults are like
either focus on like a person or like an individual or like a god.
The individual starts it. They usually use just a regular god. It's maybe like god, but I read the Bible this way.
So mine's super god.
My super god. And then it's usually a man as the cult leader. There are women who are cult leaders. But the ones I'm thinking of specifically, like Jim Jones.
This movie was kind of had like, if I was to say there was a leader of this cult, it was a woman.
It was a woman. I think, yeah. But it's just, usually they have one charismatic center who leads everything. And they don't really.
Really quick, speaking of charisma, Christian had no charisma.
No charisma.
He kept trying to like be like. His responses to everything seem so canned and just phony, but at the same time, I think that's how the actor was playing it, so it's like he did a good job of
he
doing
did a great
that.
Job, but I was like, I don't like you.
I do, and you weren't supposed to.
Yeah.
You were not supposed to feel bad for him getting burned alive at the end.
I felt bad for him in the beginning where he was in a relationship he wanted to end, and then kind of felt like, well, this would be, it's not an okay. You can't, you're allowed to get out of the relationship. But you have to give it some time.
And especially that situation.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on with what you're saying. So there's the charismatic leader.
There's charismatic leader based on some sort of religion. Usually it is based on just Christianity as a whole. So Jim Jones was based on Christianity. And then he would go through Bible passages and then basically just like, this is my interpretation of what this means. And
was he Kool-Aid guy?
He was Kool-Aid guy.
Okay.
So Jonestown. If you didn't know anything of Jones. If you didn't know anything about Jim Jones, I just really need to slip some true crime in here. I'm sorry. I really want to talk about it.
It's okay. Go, girl.
So he...
I mean, it, like, this is the time to talk about it. It's like, until I talk about the Wicker Man, we're probably not going to be able to talk about cults.
We're not going to talk about cults. But, and I have a cult that I really want to talk about, but it is upsetting. But anyway, so he starts this...
Tell me what it is. I'll read it so that I can at least prepare myself mentally for
it. It's really bad. It's called... The Way International is what it's currently called. It used to be called something else.
That you can't remember?
I can't remember. I listened to a podcast on it, and it's basically centered around a man who's got insane sexual weirdness, and he just forces it on everybody, especially his own children, and tries to normalize it, and then just ruin... He has a child, and he basically... And basically has that son... raped from being born until he's, you know, an adult. Like, that's his whole life is being sexually abused from birth.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And it's really bad. It's a really bad cult. So if you want to look up the Way International, they still exist and they're still you know, going strong. I think they have 10,000 members.
Jesus Christ.
So that's cool. They kind of made their whole thing about like child rape. They don't do that anymore. But they still. But they still totally do it. Anyway, allegedly. But, so anyway, Jim Jones has this cult in California. He brings them. He's like, we got to get out of California. All cults, this is true about the movie too. They isolate their people so they can't get away. So Jim Jones brought everyone to South Guiana, I want to say. I didn't do my research like usual. And away from, like, just whole families.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's far.
Usually they'll just, like, go into the woods or something, or, like, they'll have their own compound. Like, in the movie, they had a compound that was, like, 4 hours away from civilization, I'd say. So you're cut off physically from everybody. And then they...
A trek home on foot would be a couple days.
Would be bad. And then they sleep deprive you and make you constantly work. Just physically exhaust you until you can't think anymore. Basically, you just listen to whatever the fuck that guy's saying so you can just keep moving. And then you just listen. And then it becomes kind of a habit, and then you are indoctrinated, and that's, you just do whatever they say. So Jim Jones brought everybody down to South Guiana, and they were running their own compound, and basically the United States came back over and they're like, we're gonna send someone to just check on you guys. And then they accidentally, or maybe on purpose, shot a representative who was coming to check on everybody. Jim Jones flipped out and was like, everybody drink this poison. And everybody drank the poison, or they were forced to drink it if they said no. And a lot of children were just killed by their parents and stuff. So that's basically Jonestown is what it's called. So
that's one of the more famous examples of a cult.
Yeah, I mean, there are cults.
If you ever heard the expression, just drink the Kool-Aid, that's where it comes
from. That's it.
It's usually in reference to your job. It's usually in reference to, like, just sucking it up and...
Just doing it. Like, most cults don't just, like, have, like, oh, we have sacrifices. Unless the... There are some cult leaders who are like, I don't like Bill over there. I'm gonna say we need to kill Bill. Oh, shit.
I think this is less about just a cult and more about a certain type of paganism.
I don't know enough about this Swedish paganism to know how it ties in. Or this religion that this little poor boy was writing with his finger paints.
He was just finger painting.
I really didn't get... It was kind of just sad. Mm-hmm. Felt bad for that little boy.
Did you notice, though, they mentioned that the disabled child was able to, you know, be their oracle because he was unclouded, his language kept using. And then
he sat on a cloud at the end?
I guess. But also, Pell, at the end, the guy's like, hey, Pell, you brought all these people in and you brought us this new May Queen.
With your unclouded judgment.
It's like, we show that your judgment's unclouded. And it sounds like he might have been a possible oracle thing, too. Especially since, I think at the very, very beginning, when they're all at that table talking about the trip, and he's drawing, because I'm just drawing a table. Isn't it something to do with the banquet table at the end, where she's the May Queen, maybe?
Shit.
I'll say that's like one of those things I would not go back to watch it again.
I don't know.
What it was, because he's talking about, oh, I'm just drawing a table, and I'm like, I bet they're hinting at he's sort of like another oracle or something.
And apparently their oracles are born from incest, like purposefully.
To make them disabled.
To make them, yeah, which is, I don't know. That was
a squeaky kind of part of the movie for me.
Like
I was like, okay. I was like, it didn't sit good with me about like the...
Disabled?
It was almost using disabled people as like a
way really to quick, make is that the correct wording?
Disabled?
Is that correct?
I think so.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to check.
Correct. I guess I don't know how people...
I wanted to know if it was like...
I was saying, I don't think it's like a slur.
Okay. I just didn't want to say anything
No,
rude.
I think like just disabled is okay.
I just edited the last one where I used the word prostitute about a million times and was super mad at myself, so...
You just used it again?
Sex worker. Anyway, I just wanted to really make sure that we're using the correct verbiage.
I believe it's just disabled. Anyway, but it's like... It just kind of was like using it as like a thing to be like, oh, it's creepy.
It's creepy, or it icks you out.
Like, oh, we
makes
purposely...
Makes you uncomfortable.
It's like we have... Like, I don't know. It's like, you know, I didn't like that. It didn't sit right with me.
I'd like the director to explain why.
Yeah.
That
didn't sit right with me.
But that was kind of the movie.
The whole movie didn't...
Sit right with me.
Sit right with me.
It was like me watching Nightcrawler. Holy shit.
It was long.
It was long it was upsetting and sad. And
but it was well done.
It was very well done.
And the acting was good. Like, I couldn't, like, I can't, like, fault it for being, like, I can be like, eh, it was long, it was bad. It's like, it was long and it was good, but it's like, I wouldn't do that again.
I don't want to ever watch it again.
I was like, I don't know if I need it when it comes out on DVD. Like,
I'm going to have nightmares.
I don't think I'm going to have nightmares. I'm just going to be like, it physically exhausted me.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Like, the movie physically
exhausted me. I ran a marathon emotionally.
Yeah. Which, some would say that that's a good thing. That means the movie, like, made you feel, made you
emotional. I agree. Some people want that in a movie. I don't. I want to watch Horrible Bosses for the fourth time. Just have a fun time.
That's not really why you watch a horror movie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was yawning. Fuck off. tired me out. That's not why you watch a good horror movie. That's why I should phrase it. Like, you do watch...
I'd watch a horror movie to be scared. This did not scare me, though.
Oh,
this just made me feel uneasy for a while.
Never. I was never actually scared.
I would not categorize this as a horror movie.
But I was disturbed.
I would say this is a really gross drama. If I had to put it in a category.
I'd still put it as a horror movie.
I don't know.
It just didn't have, it didn't have Toni Collette, so.
Like, it didn't have Toni Collette, and that's where they went wrong.
That's where they went wrong. Like, so I was upset by that.
So, do we want to stop talking?
I'll say, I think I've gotten everything I got out about Midsommar. Brendan? Like, I'll say it's like,
I have a couple thoughts.
Oh, let's, really I'm going to move the mic. I'll
finish mine really quick.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I was just saying, I was like, so I didn't think it was bad. You should see it. I don't think I'll see it again.
I didn't like it. Brendan, what is your take? What's your hot take?
I was thinking, as you guys are talking, I realized that all the guys going over, so there's Christian and who are the other? Is it Joshua and Mark. They're all Christian Bible names.
They are.
With Christians, actually Christianity. I wonder if he did have something with like Christianity versus paganism thing, maybe. But like Christianity currently isn't good enough. Then it has to be better, otherwise paganism's gonna win, or some weird thing like that, maybe.
I don't know.
Because there's clearly they on purpose did the Christianity thing. They called him Christian and gave all of his friends Bible names.
They did.
So there was definitely
Mark is not a name you hear anymore. Like, yeah. In modern times.
And in Hereditary, wasn't there a thing where when she was possessed, she was talking about the. Fight. Shoot, something about the Holy Trinity, like she was against it, or the demon, or whatever.
Yeah.
So I wonder if, I don't know, I have no idea what this director, Ari, whatever, who's
Ari
the director?
Aster.
The director, well, I don't know what his religious views are, but maybe he's Christian, but he doesn't like the current state of Christianity, and these movies are a reflection on that in some way.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That isn't interesting, I didn't actually... Once you said it, I was like, oh, yeah.
Because I didn't think about it before either, but you guys were talking, and I'm like, you're like, there's Christian, and then there's Mark and Joshua, and I'm like, oh, those are Bible-y names. And I'm sure someone else already noticed that and has tons of theories on it, but that was my rough thoughts.
I like it. Also, I'm going to bring something up.
Call it a hot take.
I have a hot take. So, okay, the whole movie, Danny is crying
all
constantly.
The time.
She cries for at least 3 hours.
Every time someone even mentions, like, family. Like, the word family.
Yeah, she cries. But, like, but then at the end, the only genuine smile is at the end. After she watches her boyfriend burn to death.
Her boyfriend and the corpses of the people she came with.
Yeah.
Can't really call them her friends, but...
There's almost a feeling of, like, this is the best choice. Like... This is
a free from her old life now.
This is a community that she can be happy in, almost. Like, this is better than before, which is never good if the community is the people that murdered your friends.
Which means that you will do the same thing.
Yeah.
But I can't remember, didn't they say that this thing only happens like once every 90 years?
Every 90 years.
Yeah, so this is this one. But the festival with the May Queen more often because Pell had on a cell phone.
He did.
The last, you know,
I think they do it every year.
They do it every year, but I think this big festival was only every nine years. Something to do with soul or something.
So maybe maybe like the sacrifice stuff.
Sacrifice might only happen every 90 years. Maybe, I don't know.
But Let's end on a sibling story.
Yep. Tell it. It's yours.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forgot what we're doing. Okay, so. Okay.
McCall, the precocious kindergartner.
I was once a total douche.
You were talking about that story at Grandma's, and I'm like, that's a story we've got to tell. Oh, the other, really quick, before we totally go to the sibling story,
all right.
Those naked women during the parts, they were like,
their pubes.
They were having so much fun with their boobs.
I
they
did
were like,
not like
oh,
it.
They're like squeezing them and like.
That's why they were so long.
I was like, what's happening?
A lot of them, they were like down to their belly buttons.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it was.
This isn't cute. But yeah, so.
They needed ye olde push up bra.
Ye Swedish push. So, I was in kindergarten. And.
Old lady boobs in kindergarten.
Yep.
Hey, it fits because her teacher had old lady boobs.
I don't remember. But I was in kindergarten and I was a little bitch when I was little. And for some reason, we had to bring like snacks for the whole.
As opposed to now.
I'm so better. Anyway, whatever. Fuck off. So.
I think you just proved my point.
Anyway. So we had to bring snacks for everybody. And there was a substitute teacher that, you know, was handling the class. And she didn't really know about snack time because she wasn't doing it. And I was the one that brought in the fucking snack that day. And I walked right up to her and I was like, then I want my snack back. And she was like, what, little girl? Little 5 year old? Is that five? Is
5 and 6 is kindergarten.
5 and 6? So she is arguing with a 5 year old. And I'm like, give me my fucking snacks back. And I got my snacks back. And I came home and mom was like, why?
Well, because, and then mom had gotten a call from that teacher
saying, your child just like cussed me out.
What did she say, mom? What did the teacher say specifically when Mott McCall asked for her things back and she called you?
She called me and just said, yeah, just that. She, McCall, you know what? I think I was just in the class one day and she said, do you know what McCall did?
Do you know what your little bitch ass daughter did?
She went and asked for her snack back because she was mad because she could not get it when she wanted it. And I'm like, well, that's my daughter for you.
You're like, checks out.
Yeah, well... They should have done snack fucking right, and I wouldn't have had to have been mean.
Well, since we're on kindergarten, why don't you tell the other one?
Your kindergarten teacher taught you how to say the word fuck.
Fuck!
Yeah, that's who it was.
The line budging one?
Yeah.
Okay. So also...
Since we're here.
Also me in kindergarten, I did not like my teacher. I'm not going to say her name, because I'm not mean. Mrs. Name Redacted.
Name Redacted.
And... you had line leaders and shit, and we were walking down the hallway, and I walked in front of her like I was going too fast. I should have been behind her, and she's like, hey, you get behind me. You shouldn't be doing that. And I don't remember what I said, but it was to the effect of, fuck off. And she called my mom and told on me, and I actually practiced apologies to Raggedy Ann right there. I remember sitting in my room and being like, I'm sorry, Mrs. Name Redacted, because I had to apologize to that bitch. Anyway.
LOL.
I was mean as a kid.
She was mean as a kid, and that's the takeaway.
That was cold as ice.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So if you want to follow us.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. If you would like to follow us, we are on all social media platforms.
Twitter. Live Vicarious. Tumblr,
everything
Gmail,
else.
Gmail, Instagram, Living Vicariously. That's it.
Yep.
Send us your sibling stories. Send us your horror stories. Send us
recommendations for movies.
That would be cool.
Also,
if you hear anything in the background, that's mom doing dishes.
Yeah.
She forgot that we're recording.
We're fully recording and you have the sink on.
Oh, shit. I am so sorry.
It's cool. I'm keeping it in.
It's okay, we're only at the end of the episode, so it's...
Sorry.
Patrick, fix it! Anyway. Sorry, Patrick. So. Also, thank you, amazing Pat
yes,
for being our
you.
Editor.
Thank you, Pat, for all your work. It's great, and we appreciate it so much.
So Logan, you want to take us out?
Big, old, saggy woman boobies.
Boo.
Boo.
Okay. No, I didn't do it right. Oh my-